Today is the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. And there will be a day of recollection for the men of the chapel next Saturday, October 29th. And there will be a fee of $15 to cover the cost of meals, and that will take place at the school. Please note that the Mass and confessions for Saturday will be held at the school due to the men's day of recollection. The 9th and 10th grade students of St. Pius V School will be hosting their 6th annual Bowl-a-thon on the afternoon of Thursday, October 27th. And this is a fundraiser which has, over the past 5 years, brought in over $18,000 for the school. So the students are looking for sponsors for this event. And for more details, please see one of the 9th or 10th graders after Mass, or you may also call Mr. Patrick Fonce or the school. On Sunday, October 30th, there will be a sporting dinner hosted by the juniors and seniors. It will begin at 6 p.m. So please call the school to let them know if you are coming. Flyers are available in the back of the chapel. And also available in the vestibule, there are colored flyers for the craft fair. So please take one those who assign to pass out flyers use the colored ones. The epistle for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4. Brethren, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, who according to God is created in justice and holiness of truth. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak ye the truth every man with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your anger. Give not place to the devil. He that stole, let him now steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have something to give to him that suffereth need. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22. At that time Jesus spoke to the chief priests and the Pharisees in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who made a marriage for his son. And he sent his servants to call them that were invited to the marriage, and they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell them that were invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my beeves and fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come ye to the marriage.' But they neglected and went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. And the rest laid hands on his servants, and having treated them contumeliously, put them to death. But when the king had heard of it, he was angry, and sending his armies, he destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he saith to his servants, 'The marriage indeed is ready, but they that were invited were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, call to the marriage.' And his servants, going forth into the ways, gathered together all that they found, both bad and good. And the marriage was filled with guests. And the king went in to see the guests, and he saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment. And he saith to him, 'Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having on a wedding garment?' But he was silent. Then the king said to the waiters, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" As far the words of the Holy Gospel. Blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Words taken from the Epistle for the Mass of the Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to you about the Rosary, and I told you that after the Mass and the sacraments, the rosary is the greatest means to save our souls. By saying the rosary, we call down many blessings from the Mother of God. But many Catholics fail to consider that the blessings we receive depend in no small part on how we pray the rosary. In other words, the more we pray the rosary with attention and devotion, the more certain will be the blessings we receive. And so this morning I want to explain to you the dispositions we should have in saying the rosary. Now in the 13th century there lived a holy German monk named Blessed Hermann. He was a member of the Norbertine order, founded by St. Norbert in the 12th century. Now, Blessed Hermann was accustomed to say the rosary every day. He would say it with great attention and devotion. He would strive to the best of his ability to remain focused on the mystery he prayed and to say the words of the Hail Mary slowly and reverently. And while Blessed Hermann would say the rosary, Our Lady used to appear to him. She appeared to him resplendent with beauty and majesty. She did not say anything, but when Blessed Hermann looked upon her face, he could tell she approved of his way of praying the rosary. But however, as time went on, his fervor declined. He fell into the bad habit of saying the rosary in a rushed and hurried manner and without giving his full attention. Then one day Our Lady appeared to him again, but this time she was far from beautiful. Her face was furrowed and drawn with sadness. So sad was her countenance that Blessed Hermann could not help but be horrified at what he saw. And then Our Lady explained to him why she appeared so sad. She said, Hermann, this is how I look to you, because this is how you are treating me. You treat me like someone to be despised and of no importance. Why do you no longer greet me with respect and attention while meditating on my mysteries and praising my privileges? You can be sure Blessed Hermann took these words of Our Lady to heart. And he began to say the rosary as he had done before, with great attention and loving devotion. Now, my dear friends, the month of October is dedicated to the Holy Rosary, and not a single day should go by without us saying this most holy and most beautiful prayer. But it is not enough just to say the rosary. We must say it well. That is, we must pray it with attention and devotion. St. Louis de Montfort says, A single Hail Mary said properly is worth more than 150 said poorly. But my dear friends, we hear it so often said to say the rosary with attention and devotion, or to say the rosary well. But what does this really mean? St. Louis de Montfort, in his excellent book, The Secret of the Rosary, explains what this means. He says that in order to pray well, it is not enough to say the words of the rosary. But we must also pray it with great attention. For, St. Louis says, God listens more to the voice of the heart than that of the mouth. What he's saying is we must not allow the rosary to become mere lip service. It must come from a sincere heart, full of respect and reverence. St. Louis Montfort says, to be guilty of willful distractions during prayer would show a great lack of respect and reverence. And what St. Louis is talking about here are those distractions which we consent to. That is, when we make absolutely no effort to get rid of distractions. When we pray, Almighty God and His Holy Mother are listening to us. Thus, we must give them our full and undivided attention. St. Louis makes the point clear when he says, how can we expect God to listen to us if we ourselves do not pay attention to what we are saying? Of course, we cannot say the rosary without having a few involuntary distractions. That is, distractions which come through no fault of our own, and to which we do not give our consent. But sometimes it is even difficult to pray just one Hail Mary without being troubled with distractions. And so it is a good practice then to place ourselves in the presence of God, to take a brief moment before we begin the rosary to recollect on what we are about to do, to turn our thoughts from our daily occupations to the holy mysteries we are about to pray. St. Louis de Montfort explains two specific dangers many may fall into. And he says the first danger is not to ask for any graces. Now, if you were asked what your intention is when you say the rosary, what would be your answer? Would you be able to answer? St. Louis says, whenever you say the rosary, ask for some special grace, either to cultivate a certain virtue or to overcome a specific sin. And what St. Louis is saying is that if we pray the rosary with a specific intention in mind, we will then have the motivation to pray it better, since we then have something at stake, so to speak. St. Louis de Montfort goes on to explain the other danger, which is very common. He writes, the second big fault a lot of people make when saying the Holy Rosary is to have no intention other than that of getting it over as quickly as possible. Thus, a rosary said in a rushed and thoughtless manner does not please Our Lady. And we can clearly see from the story of Blessed Herman that Our Lady was not pleased with his carelessness. St. Louis de Montfort, at his time, laments the fact that so many Catholics often prayed the rosary in a rushed manner, stumbling over parts of the words. St. Louis begged the Catholic people to say the rosary with greater care and devotion. My dear friends, I explain these things to you to show you how important the rosary truly is. The Mother of God has told us to pray it. She said to pray it every day, and she expects us to pray it well. How many thousands of graces have been lost by the poor and careless recitation of the rosary? Let us then resolve during this month of the Holy Rosary to pray it every day, to pray it with a sincere heart, and to pray it with attention and devotion. That is, with our full and undivided attention, and with reverence and respect. And never forget that if while praying the rosary you are plagued by a number of distractions, be assured that as long as you strive to turn away from these distractions, you are, according to St. Louis de Montfort, praying the rosary well. And your prayer is pleasing to Our Lady. Persevere, my dear friends, in saying your rosary. For as I mentioned, after the Mass and the sacraments, the rosary is the greatest means to save our souls. And so the more we say it with attention and devotion, the more blessings Our Lady will shower upon us, and the more certain will be our salvation. For as St. Louis de Montfort has explained, if we persevere in praying the rosary faithfully every day and are striving to avoid mortal sin and its occasions, Our Lady will obtain for us the grace of final perseverance and a never-fading crown of glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.